This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health and offer digestive support: GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and this program is about, it's about intelligent medicine. That's what it's called. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those together for you each weekend in a prudent blend. And we hope that you glean some useful information for yourself and your family and for your loved ones. You can call us. We're available. We're live in the studio. You can come directly into the doctor's office, 877-726-8255 is our number. We've got lots of stories and news items to share with you this weekend. So settle back for an hour or two, and we invite you to participate as well. 877-726-8255. In just a moment, I'm going to share with you the amazing details of an almost unheard of intensification of the diet wars. Should you be a carnivore or should you be on a plant-based diet? What's best for your health? Well, it's going beyond a genteel scientific debate in medical journals. You'll hear what happened in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. We'll start with a couple of calls. Let's hear from Antonio in New Jersey. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman. So I recently took a saliva cortisol test with DHEA because I was experiencing symptoms of adrenal fatigue and just, you know, general overall tiredness. And also I was on prednisone for a while for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so the prednisone will knock down your own production of cortisol. So that's not a bad test to determine if your own adrenals are being weakened by taking outside steroids. Yeah.
So after about a month after I was off the prednisone, I thought it was a good idea to do the saliva test.
Yep.
And it found my cortisol levels were, you know, generally good, you know, high in the morning, starting to dip in the afternoon, a little low in the evening. But what concerned me was the DHEA levels. They were 1.6. And it said that 1.6 for DHEA was quite low. And they recommended I begin some DHEA supplementation. But I wanted to ask from you what you thought about DHEA supplementation and, you know, if it's a good idea at 1.6 or not.
Okay, yeah. You know, so first of all, you know, the test you describe is kind of a neat test, but I don't use it generally to determine if people have low levels of DHEA. It's useful for cortisol. And the problem with measuring cortisol is that depending on the time of day you do it, depending on the state of your health, certainly what medications you're on, especially if you're on steroids, it's going to fluctuate. So it could fluctuate by an order of magnitude of tenfold just in the course of a day. So rather than get somebody to sit in the doctor's office and get, you know, 5 or 10 blood tests throughout the day, what we do is we send them home with what's called an adrenal stress test, which is a test that we generally recommend that people do this during a normal day. Some people say, well, you know, this is a saliva test and you give me all these tubes. Generally, there are four tubes. One is done right upon awakening or half an hour after getting up. Another is done mid-morning. Then you have a mid-afternoon, and then you have one done later at night, like 10 o'clock at night before you turn in. And generally what you should find is, yes, there's a surge in the morning and then there's a decline through the day. And you interpret that test to see if people either have overactive adrenals or underactive adrenals, or a strange pattern where maybe they're overactive at night that keeps them awake, or underactive in the morning, which prevents them from having get up and go to face the day. And so we just look kind of a comprehensive analysis on your cortisol. That's what we measure. That's a stress hormone. They also sometimes give you DHEA, and that's a clue to your DHEA levels, but I ultimately resort to a blood test to determine DHEA levels. And DHEA levels are less likely to fluctuate during the day, although they do, but to a lesser extent. And we also don't measure DHEA. We measure something called DHEA sulfate, which is a more reliable marker of your DHEA levels. And low DHEA is associated with people who are extremely stressed, sort of burnout, people who are depressed, people who are tired. It's associated with, it's age related. So your DHEA declines as you age. Men have about two or three times as much DHEA as women, except in the case of women with, polycystic ovarian syndrome. They have very high DHEA levels, which sometimes results in hair thinning and facial acne and hirsutism, along with testosterone sometimes. I think DHEA is a great thing to take. I personally have been taking it for, you know, 20 plus years. I don't go a day without it. I discovered that when I was in my 40s, it's a big time for physician burnout. I was really burning the candle at both ends, that my DHEA was really quite low. It was the equivalent to DHEA of about a, you know, 60 plus individual. And so I began taking DHEA, and I think it really helped me with energy, focus, stamina. It helps maintain muscle mass, combat sarcopenia. A consideration when you take DHEA is you ought to check your prostate. If you're taking DHEA and you have, prostate cancer, that would be a contraindication to taking it. If you have an elevated PSA, you got to follow the PSA, make sure the PSA is not going up with the DHEA because you might be feeding a cancer. There's a concern because it's a hormone. It's an androgen. Similarly in women, having menstrual, irregularities, heavy menstrual bleeding, you have to be careful with DHEA. And generally women, I give about, one quarter or one fifth the DHEA that I give to men. I generally dose women 5 or 10, men 25 or 50. And it's worth, you know, taking if you do it under doctor's supervision. I don't recommend that people take DHEA willy-nilly without sort of a checkout and some monitoring from a doctor. Make sure levels are okay. Make sure there's nothing else going on in the body that might be adversely affected by DHEA. But, DHEA is a great thing. It's, wonderful that it's available as kind of an anti-aging. Also great in, you know, it has anti-inflammatory properties. Many patients with rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, they have very low levels of DHEA because inflammation kind of kills your production of androgens. And giving DHEA kind of, you know, builds up the stamina, reduces inflammation, makes you hardier in the face of an autoimmune disease. In fact, in lupus, women with lupus, in a recent study, were given, this is at Stanford University, they were given 200 milligrams of DHEA. I never even give that to men, but in the women, I would give them, maybe 25 or 50, and it had a really wonderful effect against this autoimmune inflammatory disorder. So,
great.
There you have it. There you have
very
it.
Good. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I began the supplementation of 50 milligrams so far once a day, and I just wanted to check with you, but you gave me such a wonderful answer. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And, you know, see how you do. You know, I have a little kind of quick test for DHEA, but you got to be a New Yorker to know whether this test is applicable to you. Is get on a subway in New York at rush hour, and what happens is they pack you in like sardines, and you know, you get to your stop, and it's always a little problematic. If you're in the middle of the subway car, you know, it's tough to get off. You got to show a little bit of aggression, and if you don't have enough DHEA, you might just say, I'm so packed in here, I'm just going to resign myself to getting off at the next stop. You know, maybe that's you don't have enough mojo to push your way out aggressively out of that subway car to get on the platform to get your destination. But if you're taking too much DHA, you're going to be pushing and shoving and, like, you know, elbowing people out of the way. Maybe then you need to cut back on your DHA. That's a little facetious, but it kind of explains a little the personality effects of DHA. It helps motivation and initiative and, you know, proper assertiveness for both men and women. That's important in life. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. We'll be back for more of your phone calls. And we got lots on the agenda today to share with you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I got lots of content, but people are calling like crazy. 877-726-8255. Let's go to a call from Mike. Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, thank you. So what's your question?
So I started getting sick. Cold flu season, started getting a sore throat. And I started doing some aggressive, like, gargling with Listerine, trying to kill any germs.
Now hold on there. Because if it's a virus, Listerine's not going to kill it. And in fact, Listerine is pretty caustic. And if your throat's already irritated, I'm thinking, you know, it's kind of like Macbeth, out, out, foul spot. But you can't zap the bug with powerful caustic chemicals. Really what you want to do is support your own immune system's efforts to fight it off. But so what happened? Did it work? Did it help?
Well, no. And funny you mentioned caustic, but because I'm on blood thinners and I take chewable baby aspirin, when I finally went to the doctor 10 days later and they did a swab just to make sure it wasn't strep, the swab came back covered in blood. So, you know, I was super irritated and bleeding, and now I'm on blood thinners. Makes it healing a little difficult. So I was thinking maybe L-glutamine, that heals your gut, maybe that heals your esophagus. What else can I do to try to
You're on the right track. Yeah. Glutamine is... So what happened was, maybe there was a virus, but then in an effort to eradicate the virus, and also that you take a chewable aspirin, aspirin is, irritating to the GI tract when it opens up lower down in your stomach. But if you chew it, it's kind of going to, could potentially irritate your throat. Now you've got, a bit of a local inflammation. So, I would recommend, aloe juice or aloe gel. You can, swish around your mouth, gargle it, swallow it. That's going to help. Also, DGL lozenges. These are licorice derived, but they're deglycerizinated. Glycerizin's the substance that raises your blood pressure. If you took lots of raw licorice, it might soothe your throat, but it will also cause you to retain sodium and raise your blood pressure, and that's not good. Maybe retain water. deplete your potassium. So making it deglycerinated, the abbreviation for that is DGL. The DGL will actually reduce the inflammation without the potential adverse effects of eating a lot of licorice, or raw herb or raw root of licorice. So there you have it. I think between those, you know, maybe a little glutamine, because glutamine is soothing and healing to the mucous membranes. The aloe, the DGL, the glutamine. Avoid caustic foods, acidic foods. You know, this is a time to be kind of on a GERD diet. Avoiding some of the, balsamic vinegar and citrus and tomato sauce and things that might, hot coffee. These are some of the chocolate even. These are some of the things that might irritate your throat for now. And give it a shot. And, report back to us in a few weeks and let us know how it goes. Thanks for your call. Let's take a call now from Roger in Asheville, North Carolina. Roger, welcome.
Yeah, hi, thanks for taking the call. I have a quick question. I was having symptoms of low T. So I went to the doctor. The blood test showed testosterone and free testosterone were both well in the normal levels, but the sex hormone binding globulin was very high. So his diagnosis was that even though my body's producing sufficient testosterone, it's being completely blocked by this sex hormone binding globulin, and he suggested that we overpower it by giving me more testosterone. Do you agree with that?
That's one of the ways to go about it. What is your height and weight, sir?
I'm about 5'10 and a half, and I'm about 156.
Okay, so you're slender. So what can sometimes get in the way of the efficacy of testosterone is overweight. Clearly, that's not the case in your case. And for some reason, you have high levels of sex hormone binding globulin. There are very few therapies, including natural therapies, that can significantly reduce sex hormone binding globulin. So using a little testosterone might work for you. What are your symptoms that you're trying to overcome? What are your goals?
Well, I need to... raise my libido a little bit. I'm not really terribly fatigued. I hike every day, but like more energy.
So I'm not even sure, here's not a really clear-cut picture of low T. A good way to explore that is to do a trial of testosterone under doctor's supervision and see if you respond well in terms of what your goals are. Build muscle mass, ability to exercise, stamina, and of course, sexual performance. But it is not necessarily a slam dunk with the numbers you're describing. Some men are so definitively low in testosterone that it is high, like say your testosterone was 100. That's extremely low. It should be 250 or 300 at the very least. Then I would predict a greater likelihood of a robust response to the testosterone. So you can see if you respond, but other things may be involved. You may need to get your DHEA checked out. That also sometimes helps mood and libido and energy. But other things may be responsible for your problems. Let's not be a one-note Charlie about testosterone being the end-all and be-all for male optimization and rejuvenation. It's just part of the equation. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots of phone calls to start the program. When we return, we're going to talk about an almost unheard of exchange about diet, the vegans versus the carnivores. The battle is heating up. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us live during this program, or you can record a call 24-7. You'll say an idea or a question occurs to you. It's 2 a.m. and you go, where's Dr. Hoffman? He's not on the air now, but you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question, and it's likely we'll use that question on one of our subsequent programs, like today even. Are some ideas too dangerous to appear in a medical journal, to be part of scientific discourse? Well, think about the controversy over climate change and how vociferous it's become. There are even some people who say that we shouldn't even allow people who challenge global warming and climate change to share their erroneous views. They should be censored. They are deniers, like Holocaust deniers. Well, the diet wars have been going on for a long time between people, even in the academic community, who espouse a vegetarian, plant-based model versus those who urge people to consume meat as part of an appropriate, balanced, omnivorous diet. This reached an almost unprecedented level towards the end of last year. You'll recall that the Annals of Internal Medicine published what became a very controversial study, essentially exonerating red meat and even processed meat. Now, this was not a very partisan study. This was done by a lot of people in academic medicine who subjected many of the studies that claim to show that red meat causes cancer or heart disease simply didn't conform to rigorous scientific standards. And when the dust had settled, these researchers, and I think that they're honest and scrupulous researchers, basically said, it may be that eating lots of red meat is bad for you, or even eating processed meat may be bad for you, but according to the studies really don't necessarily reflect that fact in a conclusive way. Now, they're using statistical methods, they're using various ways to screen studies for their accuracy and for their significance. And it's kind of an arcane scientific argument. You might say it's downright boring, but when it comes to arguments about what we eat, people are very passionate. And so there was an article that appeared last week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, reports on the controversy, and they said something very unusual happened. Even before the article exonerating red meat came out in the Annals of Internal Medicine, something very, very unusual happened. The editor of the Annals Internal Medicine was literally bombarded by a assault of emails, over 2,000 emails, which are apparently generated by bots. It's almost like a denial of service attack on her email account, which caused her to need to close down her email account. It just filled up her inbox and blew out her email account, with virtually identical protests about the as yet unreleased study. Now, typically in scientific discourse, you trade shots. It's kind of a, it's like an art form. You publish an article, somebody doesn't like the article, and then they submit a letter to the editor, and then they try to knock down the article. This happens all the time in scientific discourse, you know, whether the subject is engineering, physics, biology, you name it. But to attempt to shut down an article, even before it's publicly aired, when it's about to be published, that is very unusual. A lot of the blowback came from something called the True Health Initiative. It sounds good. It was founded by Dr. David Katz, who is a preeminent nutrition scientist who set up the True Health Initiative with this goal, and I'm quoting, fighting fake facts and combating false doubts. Well, we're all for that. To create a world free of preventable diseases using the time-honored evidence-based fundamentals of lifestyle and medicine. So those are a very high-minded goal. But Katz and the THI, the True Health Initiative, it turns out, according to this article in Journal of the American Medical Association, have numerous industry ties with companies and organizations that stand to profit if people decrease their red meat intake and increase their plant-based food intake. But unlike the meat industry, they coat themselves in virtue. They're good for the environment. They're going to save the planet. The way to go when it comes to human health. And they're also in league with some of the preeminent nutrition scientists in the field, including Walter Willett and Dr. Jenkins, who's at the University of Toronto. These are top nutrition scientists, but their biases are in favor of high-fiber, low-animal protein, plant-based diets. They're affected by their, shall we say, preconceived notions about what to eat, as we all are. But they also have some real conflicts of interest. It got worse because you hear Neil Barnard. Neil Barnard is the physician who is head of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. By the way, only 10% of the membership of PCRM are physicians. They even petitioned the Federal Trade Commission, this is prior to the release of the study, to correct false statements regarding consumption of red meat and processed meat released by the Annals of Internal Medicine. So they wanted a government agency to shut down the scientific discourse on the controversy of whether you can eat meat or not. They said, it's irresponsible. You can't allow this to be promulgated. And in fact, then this militant vegan group, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, even asked the district attorney of Philadelphia, where the Annals of Internal Medicine are based, to investigate for reckless endangerment the the potential for this meat paper to unleash havoc on the populace of Philadelphia. David Katz writes a column for the New Haven Register, and in it he railed, calling the meat articles, quote, a great debacle of public health, comparing them, and this is some heated rhetoric, to information terrorism. Okay, well, yeah, when you shoot people or blow them up with a bomb, run them over with a car, that's terrorism. But information terrorism? Yeah, we're coining a new phrase here in scientific discourse. That can, quote, blow to smithereens the life's work of innumerable careful scientists, presumably careful scientists who agree with David Katz that red meat is bad for you. The THI, of which David Katz is the head of, the True Health Initiative, has some conflicts of interest. Among their sponsors are hashtag no beef, Olive Wellness Institute, and makers of vegan chips, breakfast cereals, and granola bars, which were, quote, developed with guidance from renowned nutrition expert Dr. David Katz himself. And Katz's CV lists grants from Hershey Foods, the makers of cocoa, but also some vegetarian and vegan products. Kind Bars were, apparently he's a spokesperson, and other entities totaling millions of dollars. He gets millions of dollars in, you know, research fees, quote, research grants and endorsement fees from companies that are aligned with his view that we ought to be on more of a plant-based diet. So, you know, conflict of interest abounds even in the pure realms of academe and scientific inquiry. And this is an example of how, man, things really, really got overheated when someone had the temerity to suggest that, yeah, maybe all these studies saying that red meat is not so bad for you, maybe that doesn't all add up. Where's the beef? 877-726-8255 is our number. And when it comes to food, one of the best things you can do is have a lot of home-cooked meals. And it turns out that Americans now eat out about half the time, and the number's going up, 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 up. And what's happening in addition is even if you're home, because of all these delivery services, you can just call up Uber Eats, and you can have a restaurant meal delivered to your door. So this study, home-cooked meals linked to higher diet quality, but lower-income Americans still are falling far behind. The study found that greater cooking frequency, 3 times per week, was associated with higher total HEI scores. That's the Healthy Eating Index, a measure of diet quality used to assess how well foods align with recommendations of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. So we've eaten greater cooking frequency 3 times plus. You know, I got to say, I eat out so rarely. I cook many days. I cook all 3 meals at home. And you know, maybe I'll have lunch out while at work just for convenience sake. But the vast majority of my, and I'm not a foodie. I live in one of the foremost food capitals of the world, New York City, where restaurants abound, but I just like preparing my own food. Compared with cooking 0 to 2 times per week, cooking dinner 7-plus times per week resulted in a 2.96-point increase in the HEI score. That's good. You know, your health eating index goes way up when you cook dinner 7-plus times per week. But among lower-income individuals, the increase was 2.68 points. Among higher-income individuals, the increase was 5.08 points. So the higher your income, which presumably means that you can afford better quality food to cook at home, the more you'll benefit from cooking at home. And, I got to say, I allocate a fairly disproportionate amount of my income compared to others for really high-quality organic ingredients. I don't hesitate to pay more because I know it makes a difference in my health and in the health of those that I feed and cook for. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. these worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We're getting a lot of calls today, and here's Brenda from Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
Yes, good. Thank you. So in relation to the study with red meat versus vegan, I just want to raise the issue of animal experiments in hospitals, universities, et cetera, to train medical professions, because there's a lot of unnecessary cruelty associated with that kind of thing, and also in, you know, processing of animals and whatever, poultry, making it difficult, you know. I'm not a vegan. I buy as much as possible grass-fed beef and et cetera.
I see where you're going. Yeah, you know, you bring up a different point though, and I think that there's several arguments that we have to look at, and we have to separate them out. And it's a little bit like, it's kind of like the impeachment thing, you know, with Trump. And you know, some people may say, well, you know, this Ukraine thing isn't so bad, but you know, think of all the other stuff he's done, and you know, if we add it all up, you know, then it's, you know, he should be impeached. But other people are saying, well, let's focus on, you know, just the Ukraine thing, because that's what this particular Senate hearing is going to be about. And if he, you know, if the glove doesn't fit, you got to acquit. You know, it's like it doesn't really cross the threshold of an impeachable event. The same thing is happening a little bit with meat. They may say, well, you know, okay, so some studies say that meat isn't that bad for you, but it's bad for the environment. And there's a lot of animal cruelty, and we can come up with other arguments about it's expensive and, you know, it's inequitable because the world's population needs to be fed and we can more economically feed the, there's all these subsidiary arguments. But what we're focusing on here on Intelligent Medicine is not, you know, the social arguments or the moral arguments about meat consumption. It's about, you know, what does the scientific evidence say about the health effects of animal protein consumption? What does the anthropological evidence say about the suitability of animal protein for humans over the millennia and that humans evolved? And I personally think that, animal protein has been part of human civilization or even pre-civilization for as long as pre-hominids strode on the Serengeti Plain, you know, that they did consume animal protein. This is part of, you know, how we achieved degree of advancement in our evolution. And, you know, to argue that red meat is bad for you per se, I don't think that those arguments hold a lot of water. But you can throw in the moral imperatives. You can say, well, yes, there's animal cruelty, and okay, definitely, we need to reform our agricultural system in this country. That doesn't mean that animals, need to be excluded from the human diet. You know, unless you have if you have a religious conviction or a moral conviction about that, I can't argue with you. That's just like, you know, telling an Orthodox Jew or a Muslim that it's perfectly fine to eat pork. Maybe from a scientific standpoint, yes, but from a religious standpoint, it's not something that's going to be part of your portfolio. So, you know, we have to separate out the arguments. That's all I'm saying. All right, this item. It turns out that stress and air pollution are a deadly mix for children, in particular when it comes to their brains. A new study suggests that it's a perfect storm. Prenatal exposure to what are called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are common in air pollution, magnify or sustain the effects of early life social and economic stress on mental health in children. This is a particular impact for people who live in poor neighborhoods where there is, yes, socioeconomic stress, but also there tends to be more pollution. People who live in, green neighborhoods with beautiful, pristine environments, they tend to also have less economic stress. So, serious problem for our inner city residents. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us and we'll be there for you next hour. We'll answer your questions. We've got lots more to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us.